following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above the fabulous Daniela's Ristorante. If you haven't been over there, do check it out. The garlic bread is amazing, and they serve it with every meal. It just gets delivered to your table for dinner. It is fabulous there. Anyways, I'm here. It is freezing outside. I'm driving to the studio this morning. It was 3 degrees in my car. It took a long time for that car to get heated up, and talking about things getting heated up, how's the market doing? The market is really getting heated up over a bunch of different things. And I'll be honest, I was not planning on talking about a particular topic this morning, but with so many emails that I received over the weekend from Bob from Lynn, Dave from Danvers, Gail from Marblehead, and Jim from, yes, get this, Chicago, all asking me questions about this whole GameStop thing, I figured, well, I better start to address this issue. And so during the show today, I'm going to do my very best to help you understand what all the news and all this information has been about. And I'm going to try to do it for you in a language you can understand. And I will tell you, it is not going to be easy. First and foremost, let's just be sure we understand something. What I'm going to talk to you about today, this whole GameStop, this whole short selling, the short squeeze, all these terms that you're hearing on the news, this is not something that I do or that we do at Friedman Financial. In fact, it was 30 years ago when I took what was called my Series 7 exam. Now, this is the exam to get licensed to sell securities. And frankly, that is the last time that I really had to study and understand all of these different types of nuances about trading in, if you might call it, an untraditional fashion. I haven't done it in my office. We still don't do it in the office, and we won't be doing it anytime soon. But there's a lot of people that are interested. So when you think about this subject, this what we've been hearing about the news, there's a lot of players that you need to understand, and you need to understand what they are. First of all, there's a thing that's called short selling. And the term short selling means that instead of investing money to hope that a stock goes up, you invest money with the hopes that the stock will go down. Think about this. If you go to the casino and you want to play the craps table, there's the pass line and the don't pass line, right? Most people put money on the pass line with hoping to get into the game. But if you play the don't pass line, you're actually betting against everybody else doing well. Well, that's kind of what short sellers like to do. They want to bet on the other side of the trade. They want to make money when things are miserable. The consummate pessimist. They're not hoping that things get better. They hope things get worse, and they want to profit from it. So let's just put these things kind of in our little parking lot space here. I want to try to define a few terms first. So there's the short seller. Then there is the hedge fund investor. You've heard of this term before. Hedge fund investors are generally extraordinarily wealthy individuals and or institutions who have money that they can take extraordinary risk with. And they all seem to think that they are smarter than the average investor. And historically, they've done pretty well. They take big bets, they win big, and they lose big. If you've ever watched the show Billions on Showtime, that group, Axe Capital, they are hedge fund investors. And remember, not only are they betting against and trying to move the markets with their strategies or trying to get information, what they're also doing is they're trading very quickly. They're not generally buying something and holding it for 3, 5, 10 years. They're holding something with the intent of trading it within the next 24 or 48 hours. So there's that group. Then there's this new group that's appeared. And this group is what's called the Robin Hood investor. And Robin Hood is this new app, basically. And there's others out there. But Robin Hood is the big name right now that anybody can invest in. In fact, if you look at some of my previous shows, I've told you about my son, Jerry, who about 4 months ago came to me and he said, Dad, I've set up a Robinhood account. Look, you can do this right now. You can go to your phone, you can download the Robinhood app and set up a Robinhood account. And you can open up a Robinhood account for, I think, $5, maybe $50 or $100. You don't need much. And unlike times before, where if you wanted to buy a share of a company, whether it was Microsoft, Apple, Tesla, Bank of America, didn't matter, you buy in share lots. It used to be you had to buy 100 shares. Now you could buy one share if you wanted to really buy one share. But with Robinhood, you can buy a fraction of a share. So let's say you wanted to buy a stock like Tesla, for instance, and Tesla is selling, well, it was selling around 800. Now it's a little bit less than that. But let's say you wanted to buy Tesla, but you only had $50, but Tesla's selling for $800 a share. Robinhood says, no problem. We'll buy a fraction of a share of Tesla. And get this, if you want to buy your share or sell your share, guess how much it costs to trade it? Nothing. Well, that's pretty enticing to a lot of people, especially young folks that want to dip their toe into the stock market and have some exposure. And you know what? The app is pretty user-friendly, and it's got some great graphics, but it allows people to be able to day trade, buying in, buying to selling out, in and out, and in and out, as often as you want, without any commissions, without many restrictions. Now, that can be pretty enticing, especially in a world where the market seems to be doing really well right now. So there's lots of people doing that. I mean, millions and millions of subscribers now have Robinhood accounts. And so we've got the players. We've got Robinhood. We've got the hedge fund investors. We've got this idea of short selling. And then we have this group called Reddit. Reddit is like a bulletin board. It's a group of people that can get together, a club that starts to talk about stuff that's of interest to them. You could find a Reddit user group on flowers. You could find a Reddit user group on baseball teams. But you can also find Reddit groups on Wall Street issues or money-related issues or finance. And there is a group on Reddit that was called Wall Street Bets. Now, some of these groups are oftentimes private groups, so you limit who can participate in the group and who can't. Kind of like when you go to Facebook, you can have a private group and you can have a public group, right? Well, Reddit was this opportunity to just have an open forum and an open group. And this group got larger and larger and larger. I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all interested to see what the conversation was. What's the inside scoop of what's going on? Now, I'm not suggesting that there was insider trading information that was going on, because insider trading means I know something is going on. Insider trading means that perhaps you're connected to a company and you know something that's going to happen with the company and you share that information with others or you act upon it for your financial benefit. That's not what's happening here on this Reddit site. It was just an idea that somebody had had to say, you know what? Maybe we can try to shake things up a little bit. Now, shaking things up a little bit means they want to try to squeeze out the hedge fund investors who were betting against a particular stock. So you got the players now. You got the hedge fund investors. You've got the idea of short selling. You've got Reddit. And then you have, What was the other thing I was talking about? There's Owen Robin Hood. Okay, so here's what happened. There are a set of stocks right now who I think any reasonable person might think is going out of business. You think about a stock like GameStop. Now, understand something. I'm not recommending whether you should buy or sell GameStop. I'm just using it because that's the example that's shared. There's the story of AMC Theaters, Bed Bath & Beyond was in this group, even American Airlines and a couple other companies. But take a look at GameStop. I mean, GameStop, you got to ask yourself, do you think GameStop will be the retail establishment of the future? I mean, granted, during the coronavirus, when it first kicked out, video games were amongst the most popular things being purchased, especially in April, May, and June. Why? Because people were home. People might have bought video game consoles, but the games, you no longer need to walk into a GameStop. You can download them directly from the manufacturer. So if you've ever walked into a GameStop, each of those retail establishments, they're not the most attractive place when you walk in. Sometimes they have products, sometimes they don't. It's an interesting place. In fact, my son, who went into GameStop to buy like a controller, he wanted a controller. He said, "Dad, they had nothing in there." But meanwhile, GameStop, as you well know, has seen its stock go from something like $20 a share up to close to $500. Why does that happen? How did that happen? Is GameStop really worth $500 a share for a company that most people believe will go out of business in the near future? I'm not saying tomorrow, but in the near future. Well, so here's what happened. Is there are hedge fund investors who have time and patience, who say, I want to bet against the success of a company like GameStop. Remember, I'm not recommending GameStop here. I'm just using them because that's been the name that's been in the news. And I, even though the stock might be trading for $10 a share or $12 a share or $20 a share, I'm going to bet that in a year or two from now, it's worth zero or worth a heck of a lot less than what it's trading for now. And so these hedge fund investors gain access to the opportunity to sell their shares at a lower price to make money. I know that's confusing. All right. I've given you a lot to kind of tease you with right now. We're going to get back to this story when we get back. I want you to kind of think about what we just talked about. I'm trying to do this in a language you can understand. It is not something I talk about every day, but I'm going to try to give you an illustration when we get back on what it looks like to be part of this short sale experience and why some people are making money, some people are losing money, why some people are screaming at others, why it's making the news, but also why you should not be dipping your toe anywhere near this stuff because it is dangerous. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Markets continue to gyrate, politicians keep bickering, and planning for life as normal could still be several months away. This is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and I know that money is a stressful subject. Since 1968, we've provided rational financial advice during some of life's most tumultuous times. But when it comes to your retirement, you deserve personalized, fiduciary-based advice that places your interests first. At Friedman Financial, we're ready to listen, to react, and deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. You've worked hard for decades. Don't you deserve a sense of calm and confidence as you prepare for and live through your retirement years? So if now is the time to get serious about your financial future, I hope you'll give us a call at 978-531-8108 or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yebba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family, dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery, dine like one big Italian family.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association at this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's restaurant in Peabody at 41 Cross Street. Hope you're all doing well. It is freezing outside. It is 3 degrees. Now, a little bit better than the past couple days because the wind's gone, but it is still cold. But I'm here in the nice, warm, toasty studios with Biff. We are delivering this radio station live to you, and we got lots to talk about today. Big shout-out to Erica Hemingway, who I just understand is now listening to the show. She just sent me a text. Erica, what are you doing up this early? You're usually up for the morning show during the week. Go back to bed. But thank you for those that are up and listening. And I promised, even though I wasn't going to do this, I promised a few people that I would talk about this whole GameStop thing that everybody's been hearing about on the news, because it is confusing. And frankly, like I said in the first segment, this is not something that we do at Friedman Financial every day. In fact, we never do what you're seeing happening with GameStop. But I'm going to try to explain to you today how this all works, what's been happening, so that you understand how dangerous this can be, but also how lucrative it had been for some people. You're not going to hear about the stories of everybody that's lost money on this, because the people who have lost money, the people that will have lost the most money, oftentimes will be the people that had the most money available to lose. So in the first segment, I talked about four players to try to explain how this whole thing works. There is what's called the hedge fund investor. The hedge fund investor, if you think about the show Billions, if you've ever watched Billions on Showtime, what they try to do is they're trying to figure out ways to make profits in the market, but with a little bit of extra information that they've been able to determine or figure out that they think they know that everybody else doesn't know. And they'll try to trade in and out and in and out of securities, hopefully to make money, but generally those trades that they make are designed to work against the market. So let's say you were thinking about Microsoft. Microsoft is a company, and everyone thinks Microsoft's a great company, it's going to move forward, but they believe that for whatever reason, there's another company called, Tinker or whatever it might be called, that's going to compete against Microsoft. And they're going to come to the market and pull market share away from Microsoft. So instead of betting
instead of buying 100 shares of Microsoft, they decide, you know what, we're going to buy 100 shares, we're going to sell 100 shares of Microsoft. What that means is that they are actually going to hope that Microsoft goes down. And if the stock goes down, they make money. Well, let's explain what that, and that's called a short sale. So let's explain how that works. In order to be able to short a stock, which means to sell a stock, yeah, not buy a stock, but to sell a stock so that your intent is for the stock to go down, first thing you need to have is you need to have a brokerage account. And anybody can have a brokerage account. It's, you know, whether it's at Fidelity, at Merrill Lynch, at wherever you want to go, you can set up a brokerage account. All brokers have them. But what you also have to add onto your account, in your brokerage account, is something that's called a margin account. A margin account allows for you to borrow against the securities in your account. So let's say, for instance, you had a brokerage account that was worth $100,000. So now you can, with the $100,000 that $100,000 in investments that you have, you can now go to your broker and say, hey, I'd like to borrow against my $100,000. Maybe I'd like to borrow $50,000 so that I can short stocks as well. So because of the margin allowances, the margin rules within that brokerage account, the broker will give you the opportunity to use that money to borrow funds to have access to stocks. And so you use that money, and let's say you want to buy, I don't know, $50,000 of Coca-Cola. And by having that stock, by borrowing money to get Coca-Cola, you're hoping that the stock goes down. And if the stock goes down, you can return your shares at a profit because it went down. However, if the stock goes up, if Coca-Cola goes up, you have to come up with more money because you borrowed funds. If the stock goes up, you said, well, I only want to sell it when it goes, I want to sell it when it goes down. But if it goes up, you got to keep coming up with money because the company, the brokerage firm, just lent you money. And they say, well, you need to come up with more money. And so where do you come up with the money? Maybe you borrow more against your account, or you sell some of the stocks that you already have in your portfolio. But as you can well see, with if you bought Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola went down, well, you know what the maximum gain you could get. So if Coca-Cola was selling for $20 a share and Coca-Cola goes out of business, you've made $20 per share as a profit, right? But what happens if Coca-Cola goes up? Well, you could have unlimited losses. What if Coca-Cola goes from $20 a share to $100 a share? Well, you have to keep coming up with money because you owe the brokerage firm to whom you borrowed money. You have to be able to pay them back and you need to come up with more cash. Well, folks, that's kind of what's happening here with GameStop and some of these others. Now, Coca-Cola, of course, is not a company that is likely to go out of business anytime soon. I think we could say that they're a very healthy, well-run company. But there are a lot of companies that are out there that are poorly run companies or have not had much success or management has been challenged. And so GameStop, and we're using this purely as the example because that's what's been talked about on television and the news. And I'm not suggesting whether you should buy GameStop or sell GameStop. This is not the point of this. I'm trying to give you some color as to around what happened. So let's say GameStop was selling for around $20 a share for the longest time. And many people looked at a stock like GameStop or a stock like BlackBerry and a few others to say, the future of these companies is going nowhere. So hedge fund managers, the guys that like to bet against a stock, decided, you know what? We have the resources. We have the capital. We have the power. We have the investors. We will place a bet against some of these stocks that we believe will ultimately go out of business. Because if your sell, if your stock is $20 a share and it goes out of business, goes to zero, well, those hedge fund managers make a lot of money. They make the profit from 20 down to zero. And they so they make that money. And there is a stock like GameStop and BlackBerry and others where there was so much short selling that was going on. All these investments that were saying, I'm betting for it to go down. And there wasn't much for people saying, well, I want to buy it with hopes of it going up. Well, those hedge fund managers thought to themselves, well, we really have no risk here. We'll just wait. We'll wait it out. and we'll have to pay interest on the money that we borrowed, that margin account. You have to pay interest on it, but we'll wait. No big deal. And then this group called Reddit is an opportunity. It's kind of like a big bulletin board, like I said. And one of the chat groups in Reddit was a group called Wall Street Bets. And in fact, I just read, I think the guy that started this might even be here from Massachusetts, but there are now hundreds of thousands of people that are following the Wall Street Bets program. And it was suggested by many people that what if by purchasing shares of a stock like GameStop, we could actually move the price up because now we'd show that there's interest in the stock. And by buying shares of GameStop, we would be forcing these smart hedge fund managers to have to come up with more money or sell their securities because they have to pay more if the stock goes up. So what happened was there was this revolt, if you will, of the average investor, the guy that's willing to spend, I'll invest $100 into GameStop, or I'll invest $1,000 into GameStop. But when you have 100,000 people doing the same thing all at the same time, it shocks the market. So all of this happened, and GameStop started shooting up like crazy. And people wondered, what the heck is happening here? Did GameStop make an announcement that they were going to be acquired by a company? Or what's happening? No, none of that. It was actually being, I hate to use the word manipulated, but it was being directed by a collection of investors forcing the stock price to go up. And as the stock price goes up, the hedge fund investors thought to themselves, the pressure won't be there. We'll be fine. We can cover if it goes up a little bit. But there was more buying and more buying and more buying, so much that the stock went from, let's say, $20 a share up to almost $500. Well, when the stock gets up that high, these hedge fund investors have to come up with money to cover their short sales. And they had to come up with more money and more money. Or they could actually buy the stock and go for the ride up so that they have both positions for the stock to go up and for the stock to go down. But when you do that, when there's this demand for having to buy a security, the stock goes up very quickly. When there's more demand for something, the price goes up. Think about what happened with face masks when the coronavirus kicked in. If you wanted to buy an N95 mask at your local hardware store, you could have paid upwards of $40 for a silly little mask because they could get it, right? It's just like when you go to the ballpark and you want to get a water at Fenway Park and they charge you $40.50. Because they can, even though that bottle of water might have cost them 13 cents. When there's a lot of demand for something, the price goes up. And so with all of this activity, the price kept on going up and up and up and up and up. And then a problem kicked in. A lot of these investors who were buying this stock had done so through a website or an app called Robinhood. And in order for Robinhood to continue to operate, they need to make sure that there's enough money in their company to cover the trades on both the buys and the sells. And what happened was Robinhood realized that they were getting very close to not being able to cover those trades because every brokerage firm has to have something called a capital requirement. That capital requirement says that you need to have in reserve a certain amount of money to be able to cover all of the activity that goes on over the day. Look, a bank has to do that too. If you were to walk into your local bank and say, hey, you know, I've got $200,000 in my account. I'd like to cash out my account right now. And let's say there was a run on the bank and everybody wanted to cash out their money. The bank has to have enough money in reserves to be able to cover all the money that comes out. Well, the bank kind of knows how much money they have. At Robinhood or at other brokerage firms, they sometimes don't know how much they're going to need if there's a huge run up in securities. It can be dangerous. And so what happened was Robinhood decided to close off all of the purchases of future GameStop buys. They just said, you can't buy any more of GameStop, of BlackBerry, a whole list. I think there were 16 stocks. They said, you can't do it. You can sell it, but you can't buy anymore because we don't have the capital requirement to cover it. And so the CEO goes on TV and he explains that we decided to halt the trading of these securities for two reasons. One, to protect our company, because they didn't have the capital requirements to cover it, and two, to protect the investor because they saw investors acting foolishly. Now, that did not make the average investor feel all that happy because we have a free market. If you want to be able to buy or sell something, you should be able to do that no matter what the price is. So the average investor was locked out for a while from being able to participate in this trade, while the hedge fund managers, who don't use Robinhood, they have other tools that they have access to buy and sell stocks. They could start to be a bit more creative on how they want to work with these securities. And that caused a lot of concern. So what happened was when GameStop decided to announce, I think it was on Thursday or when, I've lost track of the days, they decided to halt trading. All of a sudden, GameStop, which was selling around $400, almost $500 a share, dropped right back down to almost $100 or $200 a share. That's because all you could do at GameStop was sell. You could only sell. And the people that wanted to sell, they thought they might have made a profit, but it was the stock fell so fast, they might not have even made a profit. Yet the hedge fund managers had figured out a way to maybe make money on this whole trading activity. It got very confusing. And I'm sure that I'm confusing you as I'm telling you this story, because it is confusing, and it's not something any of us, any average, rational, individual person should be dabbling in. It's dangerous. Short selling is playing with fire. But one of the things I want you to think about, though, when we are talking about this activity, a lot of folks have asked me, will this activity, this activity of short selling that's going on in the marketplace, is this impacting the bull market? Is this impacting what's been happening lately in the stock market? Because, yeah, I know the stock market was down, what, 600, 700 points on Friday, but so what? The market is doing extraordinarily well. And I believe it will continue to do extraordinarily well. Despite all this noise about GameStop and BlackBerry and Costs and AMC Theaters and all that stuff, folks, those are fringe investments where some people are making a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. It's very speculative, very aggressive, very dangerous, and nothing that I would recommend to you, to my clients, in fact, not even to myself. I have never, in my 30 years in this business now, I have never shorted a security, either for myself or for anyone else in the office. We do not have margin accounts. We do not play with fire. We are conservative investors. We work with our clients to make sure that their hopes and dreams that align with their goals and objectives are on track, that have guardrails in place so that they can get to where they want to go. That's how we're doing this. We think about their goals. We think about everything that's going on in their life. We actually take a snapshot of their entire financial life, not just their investment account, but we produce a net worth statement. Everything you own, less everything you owe, and have that available for all 475 clients that we have in our office. And we update it on a regular basis. We're not going to be speculative. We're not going to get in. We're not going to get out. How many people ask me, how many trades did you do last year, Mark, in the whole scope of what went on in 2020? The number of trades we did might have been on average 3 to 5 per account for the year. Now, some people, certainly short sellers and people like that, they're doing trades maybe 4 to 8 a day. That is dangerous. You want to be careful about that. You want to be very careful. But when we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this whole idea of short selling and why GameStop and all these other companies will not be impacting the long-term bull market that we're in right now. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
Did you know Misho Mitsubishi in Danvers is your used car solution?
People tell me the most difficult part of the car buying process is deciding where to buy. There are so many choices. Who has the best deals? Is the car in good condition? And can I trust them? It's information overload. Well, we have a solution. Misho Mitsubishi on 114 in Danvers is the hidden secret on the North Shore. Full transparency, low pressure atmosphere, and people that treat you like family. Simply put, we're different. Our inventory is loaded with incredible options, from Acuras to Hondas, Toyotas, and Fords. That's right, we don't just just carry Mitsubishi.
So whether you're a carpenter, a landscaper, a plumber, or a student going to school, we have the used car for you, and they all have a warranty. Misho Mitsubishi in Danvers is your used car solution. Veterans, senior citizens, you get an extra $250 off as a courtesy.
It's the truth. Misho Mitsubishi is different. No shenanigans, just great deals.
Visit us on Route 114 in Danvers. MishoAuto.com.
M-I-C-H-A-U-T.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money.
Come on, it is about the money. You know that. Of course it is. If you, people say money can't buy happiness. Well, it can buy stuff. That's for sure. Now, stuff doesn't necessarily mean happiness, but when you have money, it makes things a little bit easier. And so I want to make sure that you have the right amount of money that you need to support your life, to your lifestyle, for your family, for your needs. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, and you're listening to Dollars and Cents. From 8 to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. This is my eighth year here in studio. I think besides the sports show that has been running forever, I may be the longest running show here on North Shore 104.9 now. We really enjoy being here every week. Your calls, your emails, your questions really help us try to provide financial information or financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families that listen to this radio station. So I'm delighted to be here. If now is the time, though, for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, we are also meeting with you. We are happy to consult with you via Zoom, over the phone. And in fact, we're even meeting in the office now, of course, socially distanced with masks on. But we are beginning to have those conversations with you again. So if you'd like some more information about how we work, and we will not, I promise you this, we are not talking about short selling. We're not talking about being speculative. I do not play any of those sports or those gambling approaches, though we've talked about it here on the radio today. We're going to take a serious approach, a conservative approach to helping you make sure that you are on track, that you have everything, that you know where everything is and what everything is worth, that you have a path, an understanding of how, whether you're on track to hit the goals that you want. And if you don't even know what those goals look like, we can work with you to try to help you crystallize what many of those look like. If now is the time for you to get serious, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Give the office a call. Jody will answer the phone. Not today, it's Sunday, but starting tomorrow. If you give us the office a call, Jody will walk you through our process. She'll send you one of our kits if you'd like. No cost for you to have that first initial meeting. And yeah, you get to meet with me. So I'd be happy to meet with you. If you want to call, we can talk. But also, you may want to join the 7,500 other subscribers that get our weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. If you'd like to get Planning Pointers, it is free. You won't get solicited for anything. I promise you just become part of the subscription roll. It lands in your inbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We've been sending it out since March of 2009. So a lot of consecutive issues. We've never missed a Friday. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. All you need to do is put in your name, your email address, and if you want to send me a little note, there's a little text box down there. You can send me notes. You got some questions, you can ask questions. You want to tell me how much you liked or didn't like this description of how this whole short selling thing worked that I did earlier, let me know. Or ask questions, and I will try to bring them up in future radio shows. So that's how we work. So here we are. It is freezing out. Every news station you turn on talks about all of this wild ride in the stock market. I shouldn't say wild ride in the stock market. The wild ride of some stocks. The stock market basically didn't even notice, honestly, the wild rides of some of these stocks, like GameStop, like BlackBerry, like Koss, and several others, that were stocks that, frankly, through most lenses, people would think these stocks are failing stocks. And so investors went out, hedge fund investors said, we're gonna own these stocks with the right to sell them when the price goes down. So think about this. Take GameStop, for instance. Do you think GameStop will be a very popular retail establishment 2 or 3 years from now? Do you think you'll be walking into a GameStop to buy a controller for your video game or to buy a game? No, all this stuff is either going to be downloaded or you can do it online and you can buy it just as cheap, frankly, through Amazon or some of these other places. So that's what these hedge fund investors thought. This stock was going to go down. And if it was selling at $20 a share, they figured, great, we can make our money as the stock drops to zero. We'll be able to buy it next to nothing, and we make money when the stock goes down. But there was a group of folks, a large group of folks, a very, very large group of folks who rallied together, individual investors, Joe Publics, that gathered together that says, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we can figure out a way to shock the system a little bit and put these hedge fund managers who thinks they're more powerful and more smarter than anybody else, we'll put them in their seats, put them in their place. And what they did was they all started to buy GameStop. Now, were they buying GameStop with the expectation that they thought GameStop was a really good company and they thought the future earnings and the future growth of this company were going to be spectacular, that they were going to be worth $300 a share? No, not at all. What they tried to do was just try to push the price up. Because if they pushed the price up, all those hedge fund investors that were planning to sell to make money when the stock went down, those hedge fund managers would have to come up with more money to continue to hold their positions. And if they didn't, they'd have to sell out. And so these hedge fund managers had to start buying as well to protect themselves. And when there's a lot more buyers than there are sellers, stock prices shoot up. And so that's what you saw that happened with GameStop and with BlackBerry and so many other of these companies. Now, is that a reason to buy into the stock market? That is not why we buy. We buy when we're buying into the stock market. The average investor is buying into the stock market because they believe a stock or a mutual fund or a sector or an industry has long-term potential. Do you think GameStop has long-term potential? I don't. I don't at all. Take a look at what their sales are compared to what the price of their stock is. That's all public information. I mean, you can just go to MarketWatch or anywhere and just look at those pieces of information. This was a game, and the system, the system was gamified, really. Is that what it was? And I think this will all slow down. This will not be part of the news in a week or two. There will be some controls that are put up. But in the meantime, it made a lot of news. But it should not make you worried. Because Warren Buffett was famous for saying, in the short term, the market is a popularity contest. In the long term, the market is a weighing machine. You see, the incredible action from some of the most heavily shorted names has investors everywhere wondering, what does all this mean? I mean, GameStop specifically has taken the country's imagination by storm. As the stock started the year under $20 a share, and this week, it nearly hit $500. That's insane. Now, understand something. I am not an advocate of individual stocks. I never have been. For 8 years on this radio station, I've been saying, unless you have $3 to $5 million in accessible investable money, you have no business buying individual stocks. Now, some people will argue with me on that. It's my own personal feeling. when I'm working with our clients, when we're working with trying to help a client create a financial plan and investment and an investment asset allocation strategy, we are not going to play the game of what stocks you should own. You need to own a broad-based collection of investments, usually mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, index funds. But, you know, that's what you got to do. That's the way to do this properly so that you're not watching an extraordinarily volatile ride. Could you imagine watching your $100,000 investment go from $100,000 to $150,000 tomorrow and then dropping to $65,000 the next day? You wouldn't want that. I know I wouldn't want that. So it's a challenge to try to play in the stock market space. You've got to do that. It's nothing that we want to have to do with, because you know what? When retirement comes along, whenever that date might be, whether you choose to retire at 70, whether you choose to retire at 60, 55, I don't care when you choose to retire. But retirement means the paycheck is going to stop. So how do you turn that paycheck that you were getting on a weekly, quarterly, semi-annual, bi-weekly, however you get your checks, how do you replace that with the money that you've accumulated to ensure that you can live your life the way you want? And frankly, that is what we spend an enormous amount of time doing at Friedman Financial. We help clients replace their paycheck using the money that they've worked so hard to accumulate to give them the resources that they need, but also give them the confidence that they won't run out of money. Now, sometimes I have to bear the bad news to you and say, if you want to continue to spend this way, you will run out of money. And there's many other times, and I will tell you, it's more often than not, that most people don't realize the power of the money that they have, and they realize that they could probably spend more than they thought they could. Those conversations are exciting. When I see people's eyes open up during a financial planning presentation where they thought they were going to be able to spend $7,000 or $8,000 a month, but I tell them, look, you could probably spend closer to $10,000 or $11,000. And they don't get it. They don't believe it at first. But you give them a year or two to start thinking it through when they're working with us, and they realize, oh my God, this is really possible. Let me give you that confidence. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I got something I want to talk to you about taxes, because here we are approaching, well, it's February 1st tomorrow. Are you ready to do your taxes? Do you know what to look for? Let me give you some advice. Let me give you some guidance so you get your taxes done right the first time. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Weather Report is brought to you by Northeast Basement Systems. Make your wet, damp, or leaky basement dry with Northeast Basement Systems, the leader in basement technology. Call 877-DRY, the number for you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association at this station.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls can
continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Boy, was I starting to get inundated with texts, emails from folks. Now everybody wants to ask questions. Now everybody wants to ask questions where I have 8 minutes left in the show, not even. So I'm going to, once again, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we provide financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all over the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. I am here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And this whole GameStop, Robinhood, hedge fund conversation continues. And now I'm getting this flurry of emails and texts from folks. Now, one person sent in a text saying, well, first of all, let me just back up. Robinhood, which is an app. It's an app that anybody can download. My kids, well, my son Jerry has one. And a lot of college kids, people under the age of 35, everybody seems to want to have a Robinhood account because you can now buy and sell shares of securities on a fractional basis. Let's say you want to buy, you know, 1/32nd of a share of Tesla. You can do that in Robinhood and you can do it without paying any commission in or out. Yeah, it's allowing people to start to dip their toes into the market, understand how the stock market works, but there are risks attached. And a lot of these young folks are learning that there's risks attached. The other component of what you can do with Robinhood is you can play by options, you can bet against stocks, and that's where all of the danger came into play. And Robinhood a couple days ago had to shut down the ability to buy some of these stocks, because there was so much activity and it was putting pressure on their capital requirements, the amount of money that they have to have in reserves to protect everything. Now, people have asked, is that good? Should Robinhood have the right to be able to shut that down, to stop investors from being able to do that? Well, as much as I might like to say, no, they shouldn't be able to, Robinhood, just like Home Depot, is a private company. Well, Home Depot is actually a public company, but they are a company that is allowed to do that stuff. Just like Home Depot can demand that you must wear a mask before you can walk in the door, or a local bake shop, let's say in Arkansas, that doesn't want to make a wedding cake for a couple that doesn't meet their requirements, they can do that. Just so can Robinhood. Robinhood can shut down, can restrict, can put anything they want because they are a company, a private company. They can do this. They're allowed to. Does it make sense? No. And are there implications for doing that? Will people be mad at Robinhood for putting up the doors and saying, sorry, you can't play in this space? Yes. Do they run the risk of investors leaving to go somewhere else? Yes. But do they have the right to turn it off? Yes, they do. Now, that's different from the whole freedom of speech conversation that we're talking about, this whole cancel culture that says this person can't say this online and this person can't say that. That's a First Amendment right. But the right for a small business, a local business, to turn business away, to say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do business with you, or you can't act in this capacity anymore, that's going to be a tough one to argue because they have the right to do it. It's a challenge. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that because a couple people had sent me some texts about how I feel about this. But most importantly, I want to talk about taxes. I know it's changing gears, but we've only got a couple minutes left. It is February 1st. Oftentimes by this time, many folks have already started filing their taxes. As you well know, the IRS has said, you know, folks, let's hold it up a little bit. We got to fix a few things. You can't even file your taxes until a couple weeks into February. And many of you have learned that many of your 1099s, those forms that you get from your investment companies, they're not coming until like the end of February anyways now. I would encourage everybody, unless you have an extraordinarily simple tax return, wait until after St. Patrick's Day to file your taxes. Now, I know the accountants might not like to hear that, but seriously, I would wait.
There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, especially for many of you who were recipients or were expected to get stimulus checks this past year. What if you didn't get your check? What if you thought you were entitled to it, but you didn't get it? Did you know that you can file a form this year that shows you didn't get your check, but you believe you were entitled to it? That's another form that's being added to your tax returns this year. Or maybe you overpaid. Maybe you need to pay it back. There's a lot of stuff that's going on with the IRS, with your taxes, and it's getting more and more and more complicated. And folks, as much as you might think you can do it on your own, you probably can in many cases, but I believe it's worth hiring a professional, whether it's an enrolled agent, a certified public accountant, or even relying on a TurboTax or a tax cut or one of those software systems to give you some guidance, to show you the way that you're making the most of your money. Look, we all know that Americans have to pay taxes, but no one wants to pay more tax than they need to. There's opportunities still to contribute to IRAs, opportunities still to get some tax deductions, even for last year. And there's certainly opportunities for you to adjust your payroll withholding from your pay stub. There's opportunities to review your tax return from last year versus this year to see what other opportunities might be available to you. There's opportunities for you to say, you know what, maybe I want to take my dividends rather than reinvest my dividends since I'm paying taxes on them. All sorts of things to consider. But that's what's important. That's the financial planning conversation. It's not about whether I should buy GameStop or BlackBerry. It's not about whether I should buy Coca-Cola or Bank of America or any other type of stock. That's not the conversation of the day, folks. I believe that this stock market, the general stock market, is going to do extraordinarily well over the long term. I don't care who's in office. Some people thought, well, with this new president, with Joe Biden coming into office, that's going to screw it up for the stock market. I do not believe that at all. I just think the stock market might grow a little bit differently. I think there's going to be a lot more emphasis and growth on the value side of the asset allocation chart rather than the growth side. I also think there's going to be some really nice movements in the what they call the ESG field, the environmentally social governance types of companies. I also think you'll see some really nice upticks both internationally, but especially in developed markets. Lots of things to think about. We're here to help you if you'd like. My name is Mark Friedman, and we'll be back next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. with more financial advice in a language you can understand. Have a great day. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.